Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last night, I already mentioned it, Green Bay Packers, tough loss to the Seattle Seahawks, 27-24 in a game that going in, most people said was essentially an elimination game. Now,
the Packers aren't technically out of it.
Right. They're not out of anything
yet. They just have not been playing. Well, they're 4-5-1.
And
so
they're 0-5.
They have to make a nice run, though.
The problem is that they're undefeated at home, but they lost all five road games. And there have been some bad ones where I think the Washington was a tie, right? Wasn't that in D.C.?
Was it the Washington?
Right. Yeah,
Washington
and then they lost to the Lions when Mason Crosby missed those 4 or 5 field goals. So that was another game that they should have won if he made half of the field goals or whatever. But anyway, so it has been bad for
them.
Are
you making excuses?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling it like it is.
Okay.
Putting it out there.
Well, nobody's making excuses for Mike McCarthy, the head coach. And he is catching a lot of heat now, and mainly for a 4th-and-2 call where they had the ball at their own 33.
The game was on the line.
A little over 4 minutes left.
Wasn't that a first guess? Didn't you go, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, no question.
That's
no
what I said.
No question. 4 minutes left, down. With the great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers.
But you have
one timeout left.
And your defense, which was banged up last night, was giving up 5 yards a carry.
Yep.
So
it's the best rushing team in the league anyway.
So 3 or 4 Seattle carries and the game is over. Because you can't really stop the clock, right?
Yep.
So that's why you couldn't really give them the ball back.
Right. And he made that decision, that gamble. And it backfired. They never saw the ball again. So a lot of people
are jumping on him
for that. Well, the Tyler Lockett catch that looked like a non-catch.
It looked like it bobbled. Like he bobbled it.
The ground.
Right.
And, you know, it's so hard to judge nowadays what's a catch and what the officials are going to call a catch. But it seems like there's universal sentiment that McCarthy should have challenged that and he would have won.
Right.
And he didn't. It was a 34-yard completion that set up the final score, the go-ahead score for Seattle.
You don't know what would have happened if you took that away. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying
if they take that away, it might not have been. Maybe you stop them. I mean, again, their defense is leaky, but you certainly got to go for it. Now, you know, he only had one timeout left. If he loses the challenge, does he lose the timeout? So I guess that's what he was thinking. But Mike McCarthy, look, and there's other things. I mean, if you go throughout the whole year, they haven't really been good on third down. Their execution has not been up to snuff. And, Rob, let's just say it. I think barring a miraculous turnaround, and maybe not miraculous, but barring a really good turnaround and them making the playoffs, I think Mike McCarthy has to go.
I do not disagree with you. In fact, I think the Packers should fire McCarthy at the end of this year. It's been a long
time. Regardless.
Even if they just sneak into the playoffs.
Anything but a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Right. Unless they make a Super Bowl run or something. He's been here a long time. I don't know exactly. What has it been?
13th year, I believe.
13 years, a long time in the NFL to be a coach.
Yeah.
And they won a Super Bowl, and they've always won the division. And I give you, he's been there for that long because he's produced. But the last few years just haven't felt the same.
No.
And sometimes you just need another voice.
It'll be the second straight year. Now, granted, last year you didn't have
Rodgers. Right, he was hurt. But you know what I'm saying.
Second straight year he didn't make the playoffs.
And
you're right on the money because it doesn't mean he's a bad coach.
No, or that he couldn't get a job somewhere else.
Right.
Because there's talk that maybe he'll go to Cleveland because, you know, and Baker Mayfield because he worked with Brett Favre.
Yep.
He worked with Aaron Rodgers. So Baker Mayfield fits that mold, and maybe, you know, you go and you hire him, and then you're bringing to Cleveland, you're also bringing a coach who has a Super Bowl under his belt.
Right, right.
So you know what I mean? Like, so.
Although the last time they went to Green Bay for a hire, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Mike Holmgren.
Exactly.
But still, McCarthy would be a good choice, at least on paper,
right,
for the Cleveland Browns. But the point you make is, and this happens in many sports, the great Pat Riley even said it. He was one of the first that I remember to say, sometimes they just get tired of your voice.
Yes.
And that's why he stepped down from the Los Angeles Lakers. That was a championship test. The Showtime Lakers.
They stopped listening to him.
Right.
Right.
The great Pat Riley. So this isn't saying McCarthy's not a good coach. Although there are things you can certainly question, but I'm with you, Rob. I just think it's sour. It's time to try something new. You've got one of the best quarterbacks of all time. You've got a team. Now you got a receiver, Devontae Adams, who's really starting to come into his own.
He's a stud.
Yeah, they and heck, Aaron Jones has actually been running the ball pretty well.
And you
lately.
Know what's weird is their defense is better than it has been in years.
Right.
Their defense is good this
and
year.
And yet.
They got playmakers in the back, you know what I mean,
yep.
a secondary. They got a good defense.
And yet they're 4-5-1, and right now look to be on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs. And so, yeah, I would make a change. I would, and here's the thing. I would sit down with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't let him handpick the coach, but I would definitely pick his brain, which is something that they have not done in a lot of major decisions up there in
Green Bay. Don't forget, they got rid of Ted Thompson, their longtime GM, yep. who was really good at drafting. And you remember, they never used to get free agents. They used to always – these were all homegrown players, right?
Yeah.
And they were always good and could win. So they've stepped away from that, which makes me think that McCarthy could be next. Because if Ted Thompson could get let go, then I think he got bumped out of this chair, but he's still with the organization.
Yep.
But the thing you talked about, Pat Riley, I think – when, you know, like people, they don't hear you anymore. I believe if Mike McCarthy is talking to the Green Bay Packers, this is what they hear. You know what I mean? They don't hear you anymore.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. And that's why I think it's time for a new coach in Green Bay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
All right, it's time for Celebrity Corner.
Oh my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Every Friday, of course, we do a Celebrity Corner, and we've had some great guests, but I'm going to be dead honest. There are very few that I've been as excited for as the guests that we have on now. I'm a hip-hop head, and to have Biz Markie on the Celebrity Corner is just fantastic. So, Biz, welcome to the Odd Couple, man. How you doing?
Welcome to Odd Couple. Oh, that's a good name.
That's right.
You already know, growing up in New York, Channel 11, 11 p.m., Monday through Friday. You watched it. We all watched it.
Hey, it's 11 o'clock. Where are your kids?
You know it. You know it.
Biz, I go back with you all the way to Make the Music with your mouth. Nobody beats the Biz. And, of course, you know, the hit that I guess really blew you up was Just a Friend. Right, right.
You got what I need. Yeah.
What? Obviously, you were a rapper, not a singer. What made you think, though, that you singing in that song would blow up and be a great song?
Here's what happened. Like, TJ Swan that sang Make the Music, Nobody yep. Beats the Biz, I asked him to sing it because I wanted to make, like, another Make the Music. But he said, no, I'm doing my album. So I asked him, I asked Calvi Shaw, and I think I asked Keith Sweat. Oh. And none of them came, so I had to do it myself.
Wow. So it was going to be, I mean, with those, they legit singers. So it wasn't going to be kind of funny, you know, as it turned out when you sang it.
I did the record as a serious record. I didn't do it as a funny record. I tried to make like an I Need Love type of record.
Right.
It's just that the way the video did, it just came out funny.
Well, it was dope, man. It was the bomb.
How about Nobody Beats the Biz? Was that from the TV, the Nobody Beats the Wiz TV commercial?
Oh, yeah, that was from the commercial. See, what happened when I was doing that, when me and Marley was doing that record, I wanted to make, like, a record. I liked it, Steve Miller. I liked the Steve Miller Band.
Yep.
And I was praying that Run DMC didn't use it because they just used Walk This Way.
So right.
When I found out they didn't use it, I just used it. Try to freak it. So,
Biz, you know, a lot of people ask this. Who are your top five MCs of all time?
I can't really tell you a top five MCs because everybody was great in their time. Like, you know, Kaz in the 80s.
Right.
Kaz, Mo D, and Melly Mel was great. But they was great at a time. Slick Rick. A lot of people don't understand what's great, where he was dominating at a time. You know, Kane, Rakim. Me and Rakim used to be in a group together, so I know he was great. Big Daddy Kane was great. There was a lot of people great. Like, it's just like people always try to say Tupac and Biggie, but they died before their time.
Right. So you were in a band with Rakim. And obviously you worked with Big Daddy Kane. They had a little beef. It was always a question of which one of those two, they both all-time greats, but which one was better. What's your feeling on both of those guys and their competition?
Well, it was more outside people beef. It wasn't they was beef, and they was cool. But the thing is, Big Daddy Kane is a totally different rapper than Rakim. Rakim was a real deep, cool brother. Big Daddy Kane was in your face. Like, son, it go like this. You know what I mean? He's in your face throwing the metaphors that you really understand streetwise. Rakim was real deep, but he had rhymes that you had to rewind and say, what did he say?
Right.
It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, Celebrity Corner. Our guest, hip-hop legend Biz Markie. His Twitter is at Biz Markie. And, Biz, we're the same age, and I'm just curious. I remember first hearing Sugar Hill Gang and, you know, what most people think is the first rap song and how it affected.
No, it was Kim to the Third with the first rap song.
Okay, but I remember hearing that one. And I remember calling my sister into my room and saying, listen to this on the radio because it's something so unique, something I never heard. Did you have any kind of experience like that with that song or no?
Nah, the reason I didn't have experience with that song because I was into real tapes, the cassettes at the time.
Uh-huh.
So you had the L Brothers, you had the Furious Four with Grandmaster Flash, you had Breakout, you know what I mean? You had tapes. So when them two records came out, we didn't look at them like that because the street dudes, you were like the tapes, the cassettes. Like, you lived in Queens, so you had, like, Infinity Machine. You know what I mean?
Right. I got you.
King Charles.
Biz, yeah, Biz, I was recently watching, it was a great movie on Roxanne Shanté, obviously, you know, great MC from Queensbridge. But I didn't think that movie gave, as good as it was, that it gave you and MC Shan Y'all Just Do. Did you?
Yeah, but the reason that it was about Shanté.
Right.
So the focus was on Shanté. Shan was before me.
Yep.
I got down with Shan, and then they moved me with Shanté because Marley broke up with Shanté. So they moved me over there, and Marley wasn't going out on the road with her no more.
Okay.
So I had to come in and do the beatbox and do whatever I had to do.
Now, how in the world could you be from Strong Island and you're a Vikings and Laker fan? Explain that to me, that you don't have any New York teams as your love.
First of all, I'm from Colonial Projects by the Polo Grounds.
Okay.
So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at the time, Lou Alcindor was from around our way. So you always follow the home dude that goes to a team. So, you know, in the beginning I was with Milwaukee, then he went to the Lakers.
Right. Okay.
So you follow your hometown person. Second of all, I always loved the Vikings because they had, like, the purple people eaters, and they were just exciting. They might not even win the Super Bowl, but they was just exciting. I just loved the Vikings.
I'm glad you said that about the Vikings, because they lost four Super Bowls, so I just want to make sure.
They used to get there. They just couldn't win.
They used to get there. I'm just, hey, you know what I'm looking for? I want them to get there now.
Right. You'd be happy with that. Were
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, let's talk. Hey, yeah, let's talk some sports. Yeah, let's talk sports.
I know about that. Were you much of an athlete growing up?
Yeah, I used to play in school. I used to play football, baseball, basketball in school. But then when the hip hop came out, I said, let me just get my grades and get my diploma, because I wanted to just be hip hop. So I started the beatbox in Long Island. And Dougie started in New York, and Buffy started in Brooklyn, and, you know, it just took from there. My parents was like, why are you into that stuff?
Is there a first? I mean, I think the Fat Boys, but Buffy were the first kind of to get noticed for it. Y'all did, okay.
Me and Dougie.
Yeah, okay.
We didn't get the record.
Right.
But Buffy was the first big thing to come out. You know, it's better record company.
So you and Dougie just started. Did y'all, like, how did you come up with the idea to do the beatbox?
I've been doing it since eighth grade, ninth grade in school. I got film of me in talent shows, the Gong Show, all that. I've been doing it, but Dougie been doing it too. So I say he's first, I'm second.
Okay, all right, that's cool. And getting back to sports. Are you a big LeBron James fan now that you're such a Laker guy? Are you happy he's in Los Angeles? You think they're going to have a shot to win the championship?
I think they're going to have a shot in, like, the next 2 to 3 years.
He's going to be an old man by then.
Huh?
He's going to be an old man by then, by NBA standards.
Nah, but he's a young, strong dude.
So who are you?
Is, look how they, okay, put it this way. You remember how they were playing last year. Look how they're playing this year. You got to think this is the first year he's playing with them.
They look good. They look good. Who are you hoping joins?
We only need one more person. We'll be good.
That's what I want to know. Who, you hear names out there, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard,
stop.
Jimmy Butler,
stop.
Anthony Davis. Who you think's going to join them? Or who would you prefer?
I think I would rather have either Anthony Davis or I would rather have Durant.
Why don't you just have the Warriors move on and join the Lakers so that y'all can give LeBron James what y'all want? I don't even understand this. Biz, what happened to competition?
Hold on. First of all, you know that the Lakers got that money, though.
They got the money.
The thing is, the best thing is we got rid of Luau Deng. And a couple of other people with them big contracts, right or wrong.
No, that's right. That's right.
What's the tall white boy that we got rid of? He came from Cleveland.
Timothy Mozgov. Yes.
Okay. Look at all that money that we got rid of.
All right. Look, honest question, since you this big Laker fan, who's better, Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe.
Really?
Wow. Very interesting.
Wow. And I love LeBron and all that, but Kobe got the killer instinct. That's one thing. You can't teach that. Another thing, do you remember when he was going to court for that case? He was coming back dropping 40 every night.
He was.
So Biz, are you the guy in L.A. who's been marking up the murals that have LeBron on it? Is that you?
Nah, that's not me. I like LeBron. Shout out to Rich, but, you know, I've been knowing LeBron since he came. I did his first party when he came out of college. When he came out of high school, and Maurice Claret was there, so you know how long ago it was.
That's right. Biz, what are there any MCs that you know, like, that everybody would know that can really hoop, like really nice?
They can really hoop.
Sounds like not probably not.
Oh, what's the dude? Silk the Shocker Cahoot.
Yeah, Master P and all that. Master P's pretty good too. He was
Michael Bivens Cahoot.
Okay.
From Bell
Biv DeVoe.
Who?
R. Kelly Cahoot.
Okay. So the singers are better than the rappers.
Nah, I mean, then you got a couple of rappers. You got to see them play. Will Smith can ball.
Will Smith, yeah. All right, so Biz, you are currently on the Decades Collide 80s and 90s tour, or 80s versus 90s tour?
80s versus 90s tour. What happens, what I do is I have a retro band, then I DJ, then a retro band, then I DJ. But you have to be there to see it. Guarantee you like it. It ain't no new school music. Straight old school. So it's all the good stuff you like.
Rob and I are in Los Angeles, so when you come to L.A., man, we want to definitely be there.
I'm doing Anaheim on the 24th.
Okay.
All right. And how can people get tickets?
They either get it at you go on the website.
Okay. Right, right. Okay.
Or you can pay at the door. I put the tickets cheap because I want people to see it. And I'm filming it, so it ain't like it's crazy. It's like $15, $20. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Great, man.
And then all of them been sold out. It's like on my sixth or seventh year doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, Biz, we appreciate you joining us on the Odd Couple, man. We really enjoyed it. And keep doing your thing with the DJing and the tour.
Yeah, but I want to come back on there and talk sports the next time.
We'll have you on again, for real.
All right.
Make sure we got your number with our producer, and we'll definitely have you on to talk sports. Because, I think the Lakers are the second-best team in the West.
Yeah, like who? I mean.
After Golden State.
Prisoner of the moment.
It's great. You know, they gelled. You got to think, this is the first couple of months that LeBron is with these young boys.
They can't be Golden State, but they can be everybody else, I think, in the West.
Look how JaVale McGee playing. You know he used to wasn't playing like that.
Now he balling. He balling. He balling.
And we got Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler look like a young boy right now.
Y'all a good Western Conference finalist. That's what I'm saying. I predicted 53 wins. LeBron's MVP. He's not going to be MVP. But they might get the 53 wins. Rob's going to hate, but I think they might.
I'll just wait. We'll talk later on in the season,
you know,
all right?
You know he don't like LeBron.
Right,
you know,
right.
You
right.
Are, hey, Biz, I'm just keeping it real.
Come on, Biz. When the last time we see somebody like LeBron?
Never. He's the second best player ever after Jordan.
Yeah, but you got to say he passes and everything. Yep. And come on. I think that he's starting to get the real killer instinct now. Like Kobe has that. Forget that. I'm not letting it go down like that.
Right. So you must think it's something in the L.A. water then.
Watch. You see. You'll see.
All right. You know, cool.
Who could talk about LeBron? Seriously, between us.
Nobody can stop him.
The free throw line.
Forget them free. Hey, Rob,
he got to start hitting his free throws, Biz.
Stop him right now.
If you that cool with him, text him. He got to start hitting his free throws at the end of games.
First of all, it's the beginning of the season. Watch after January, February. Everything going to be intact. Plus, we probably, Magic isn't going to just let it go down. We're going to trade somebody to get somebody.
All right. We'll see. Well, we will have you on later in the season as the playoffs near, and we definitely going to get into it.
Come on, we're going to talk. We're going to talk.
All right, brother. Peace, Biz. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It's a great time to bring in our next guest, James Jones, Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst, and, of course, former Green Bay Packer. And James, we saw the game last night, tough loss for the Packers, and a lot of people are criticizing Coach Mike McCarthy's performance, not going for it on 4th-and-2 with a little over 4 minutes left. They never get the ball back. He doesn't call for a replay of the Tyler Lockett catch, which a lot of people said it looked like it was a drop.
Looked like it hit the ground.
Yeah. What do you make of last night and the team and Mike McCarthy?
Well, first off, I'm going to start off with Coach Mike McCarthy. You challenge one play on the third down when Buddy potted and bobbled the ball out of bounds. They called that a catch. And then nowadays, I mean, every catch that you see, if the guy has the ball and, you know, he falls to the ground and it moves, 90% of the time they've been saying that that has been a catch. And he only had one timeout left, and he probably didn't want to jeopardize that timeout if he didn't get it. So I understand not challenging the play. But what I don't understand is how it's fourth and two, you have the best quarterback in the game, and you do not go for it. And I know what statistics say. Well, if you're in this situation, don't go forward to punt. Try to let your defense stop them, and you get the ball back with a minute and 20 seconds left, and you could go down and score. I understand all that. But at that point in the game, I feel like Coach Mike McCarthy should have understand where the game was going. Seattle just had the ball. They drove it down the field and scored on your defense, made it look easy. Do not give the ball right back to Russell Wilson. Let Aaron go for it, and then if you don't get it, you try to stop him, maybe hold him to a field goal. Now you probably have a minute left to go down there and score a touchdown, but you have to go for it in that situation. Your season is on the line. You're trying to make a play, get a win on the road. I feel like you have to go for it, keep the ball in Aaron's hands.
No doubt about it, especially when the defense was giving up 5 yards a carry. There was no way they were going to stop them and stop the clock. But Chris and I both agree on this. We don't agree on a lot. But we think Mike McCarthy's time in Green Bay has come and gone, and they probably should be looking to fire him and bring somebody new, something fresh. Is that crazy? I know he won a Super Bowl, but it just seems like things are stale in Green Bay.
Well, I want to say it's crazy because I played for Coach Mike for 8 years, and I understand what type of coach he is. I mean, he's a very, very, very good coach, but we all understand the business as well. And even Coach Mike will tell you, if we don't win, all of our jobs are in jeopardy. So he understands being the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, that comes with winning. And right now they're not doing that. And I want to say that I feel like if Coach Mike doesn't make the playoffs, that it could be a chance that he's out of here. And the only reason why I say that is because I don't know how this new GM works and is going to move. Now, if Ted Thompson was still the GM, I would say don't even talk about firing Coach Mike. It's not going to happen. Him and Ted are in this thing for the long haul. But I don't know what the new GM is thinking, and I don't know how he's going to work it. But I think Coach Mike is going to be in trouble if they do not make the playoffs. I think the GM will probably take a hard look at it. I hope Coach Mike is the coach of the Green Bay Packers because I truly do believe in him. I know it's been a lot of controversy and all that stuff out there, but I believe in him. I believe he's a great head coach and could bring another Super Bowl to Green Bay. But like I said, it comes with winning, so we'll see what happens.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. James Jones, Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst, is our guest. And McCarthy, is there a chance? There's a lot of talk about him maybe going to Cleveland. Have you heard that as well? That maybe he can go there and get things turned around in Cleveland?
You know, I don't know, man. I know everybody sees Green Bay ties over there, but I mean, shoot, when I hear free agency, I'm like, dang, all these Green Bay people are here in Kansas City. You got more Green Bay people over here. I'm like, man, I'm about to break the bank. You know what I can do? None of them call. None of them call. You know, so you can think all you want to think just because they're Green Bay Packers, but those guys could be going on a whole new plan. Already got the guy in mind that they want. So I wouldn't just say just because it's Green Bay ties over there that Coach Mike McCarthy will get the job. And I know Coach Mike McCarthy still wants to be here in Green Bay, but if it wasn't to work out here in Green Bay, I'm not just going to say, oh, yeah, he's going to the Cleveland Browns, because I thought that a lot when I came out to it, and none of that happened. So we're just going to have to see and let it play out. And I don't know if John Dorsey feels like, okay, let's bring Coach Mike over here. But if he does, I mean – listen, I've seen Coach Mike, you know, work with Aaron, work with Brett. I think, you know, the offense that we run in Green Bay will definitely be good for Baker.
James, Greg Jennings, former Packers receiver like yourself, he said today, he's our FS1 colleague, that Aaron Rodgers is obviously great when he ad-libs, when he gets outside of the game plan, or, you know, on any given play. But he struggles a little bit when it's more structured and, you know, doing the play and everything as it as it's set to be. Do you feel the same way?
No.
And the reason, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, and the reason why I say no is because I've seen Aaron Rodgers make some of the best throws I've ever seen inside the pocket, and I've seen him make some of the best throws I've seen outside the pocket. And I've seen, just like Greg Jennings has seen, Aaron Rodgers in practice step on his back foot and let the ball go. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why I have over 50 touchdowns right now that Greg Jennings has over 60, 70 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Is because he's delivering the ball on time. So I would have to disagree with Greg on that because I've seen him make some of the most ridiculous throws inside the pocket and outside the pocket. Now, I do know that Aaron Rodgers knows that he's special outside the pocket, so it could be times where he's like, okay, it might be there, but before the play even starts, his plan is, look, let me get outside the pocket and the play is going to be bigger. But you're talking about one of the special players in the National Football League, maybe ever throwing the ball, man. So he can do it all inside and outside the pocket.
Hey, James, we got 30 seconds. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback I've ever seen. I'm talking about skill set. And, you know, there's always the Brady conversation with wins. If you had to score a touchdown with a couple, 2 minutes to go, who would you rather have the ball, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers, no questions asked. And it's not just because I played with him, but like you say, man, just he's just pure talent. He is a special quarterback, and he can do it all inside and outside the pocket. And I need somebody, man, in a two-minute drive on the play break down, he can get outside that pocket and make a play as well, whether it's with his legs or whether it's throwing the ball down the field. So I'm absolutely taking Aaron Rodgers, man. But as everybody knows, I'm a little bit biased because I played with him.
No doubt.
All right, James, we appreciate it, man. Great job. Have a good weekend.